This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. European leaders will assure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that their long-term support during talks on Thursday after U.S. President Joe Biden voiced fears that Republican infighting in Congress could damage American aid to Kyiv. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell hopes the U.S. will change its stance and keep supporting Ukraine.
That was certainly not expected, and it's certainly not a good news. But I hope it's not going to be a definite position of the U.S. Ukraine needs the support of the European Union, which is sure they will have it, and we will increase it, but also the support of the U.S.
Ukrainian President Zelensky arrived in the Spanish city of Granada for the summit of European political community. It's a forum established last year following Russia's invasion of Ukraine to foster cooperation among more than 40 countries from Norway to Albania. EU lawmakers on Thursday accused Azerbaijan of carrying out ethnic cleansing against the Armenian residents of Nagorno-Karabakh and urged the bloc to impose sanctions on Baku. Thailand's Progressive Opposition Party on Thursday filed a draft bill seeking amnesty for potentially thousands of people charged with crimes during political rallies, including insulting the monarchy over nearly two decades of turmoil. At least 14 people were killed and 102 missing on Thursday after heavy rains caused a Himalayan glacial lake in northeast India to burst its banks. It is the worst such disaster in the region in more than 50 years. This is VOA News. Pakistan has ordered all illegal immigrants to leave voluntarily by November 1st or face deportation. The new order primarily affects Afghans, many of whom fled their country after the Taliban took over in August 2021. Japan started discharging the second batch of treated radioactive water from the nuclear power plant in Fukushima on Thursday, a move that Reuters correspondent Naman Lee says has caused tension between Japan and China.
The release by the Tokyo Electric Power Company will last for about 2.5 weeks, discharging some 7,800 cubic meters of wastewater into the Pacific Ocean. The initial release in late August sparked concern among some neighboring countries, with China being one of the staunchest critics of the move. It even triggered a blanket ban on Japanese seafood products by China. TEPCO said it had received more than 6,000 harassment calls from abroad between August 24th and 27th.
Reuters correspondent Dalman Lee, who says TEPCO alleges that many of the letters appeared to originate in China. While building a wall on the U.S. southern border is mostly associated with the presidency of Donald Trump, Associated Press correspondent Lisa Dwyer says construction on a section of wall is underway under the administration of President Joe Biden.
It marks the administration's first use of a sweeping executive power, often used during the Trump presidency. Starr County, Texas, is part of a busy border wall sector seeing high illegal entry. According to government data, about 245,000 illegal entries have been recorded in the region during the current fiscal year. There are only about 65,000 residents in that area. Environmental advocates say they were shocked with the Democratic administration's reversal to support the construction, arguing that the construction will run through public land and habitats of endangered plants and species. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Vice President Kamala Harris and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will be among those delivering remarks on Thursday at the memorial for the late U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein. On Wednesday, mourners streamed into San Francisco City Hall to pay their respects. Feinstein, whose casket is on display there. City Hall is the building where she served as a board supervisor and the city's first female mayor before departing for a groundbreaking career in Congress. The San Francisco native is being remembered as a public servant who fought to improve the lives of women, members of the LGBTQ community, and racial minorities. She died last Friday at 90. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.